Up next is Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Pete's Ponderings is a selection of Pete's candid commentary on everyday issues for Kiwis, taken from his show, Afternoons. Listen to the live broadcast of Peter Williams' afternoon show at 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Now here's a headline for you. IKEA is coming to Southland. In fact, it's coming to Tuatapere. Yes, it's true. Except that they're not building a furniture store there. They're buying farms to plant in trees. Yes, more and more prime Southland farmland is being gobbled up by an overseas corporate so the company can claim a few carbon credits. They say they'll harvest the trees in 30 years and then replant them. But can you really believe that? The buyer of a 597-hectare property, which currently has a sheep, beef and deer operation at Happy Valley in Western Southland, is Inca Investments. It's a Dutch-owned investment company, which is the largest franchisee of IKEA stores in the world. They paid, get this, $9.3 million for the farm. And while they're at it, the Inca Group paid $9.9 million for 606 hectares in Hawke's Bay and $3.9 million for just under 4 hectares in the Wairarapa. How is this being allowed to happen? Aren't we supposed to have put in place legislation that controls the sale of land to overseas investors? But more importantly, why are we letting an investment company from overseas buy land to grow trees, therefore cutting back on the amount of meat we sell to the world, meat which is a major source of export income for the country, just by the way? Then there are the communities affected. Another farm going to trees means, well, another family leaves the district. And the list of land purchases this one company has made just in the South Island is quite staggering and frightening. Another 407 hectares of sheep and beef land near Tuatapere, as well as the one they've just bought. 260 hectares at Beaumont in central Otago. 1,118 hectares at Waimumu in eastern Southland. And a 5,500 hectare station at Owaka in South Otago. It's an appalling trend. Absolutely appalling. Isn't it time somebody or some people did something to stop it or at least control it?
You've been listening to Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Remember, you can catch Pete's full show combining smooth sounds and candid commentary on everyday issues for Kiwis and the Peter Williams Afternoon Show on our live broadcasts, 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.